In 2024, the legislature sued Governor Tony Evers over changes he made to the bill through a partial veto. Now the $50 million for reading is tied up as the legislature awaits oral arguments and a ruling by the state Supreme Court. The court will decide whether the governor had the authority to strike funding for school boards and charter school compliance from the reading law. Since that won't happen before the end of the fiscal year, the money will go back to the state's more than $4 billion surplus, according to Republicans familiar with the process. They say Evers broke his word by altering the law. State Superintendent Jill Underly says school districts have done their part. She says the legislature is failing schools. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.